This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point.
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus.
Welcome to another episode of Warriors plus minus. I got Tim Kawakami is taking a break from 49ers training camp.
I got to get to the Giants game. Big Giants game today.
Big Giants game. Will they score more than one run?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. One is about their number right now. So all good. I'm going to get over.
We could dive into a conversation about Bob Melvin's future, but instead, let's.
Oh wow! Wow. Okay.
Let's go.
That's why people listen to Warriors Plus Minus.
Exactly,
right there. Right? That's the magic.
Melvin. What happened to Bob Melvin? No. Little news to discuss. Small news. Kent Lacob.
Not surprised. Marcus Thompson with a little scoopage there. And talk to Kent Lacob. You talk to Kirk Lacob. You talk to Joe Lacob. You talk to their sisters. A lot of stuff by Marcus Thompson right in there with the Lacob family.
Shocker? You surprised?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't surprise me that it would be Kent would be because.
That's the part that's not surprising.
Yeah,
right?
Because Kirk's like as you wrote, Kirk's 100%. All the nepotism stuff obviously is out there. It's certainly some of it is warranted because and they acknowledge that. But Kirk's the one that's like, I'm the oldest. I'm going to do this. He's going to basically be the owner, probably right. Likely to be just what Joe has said. Likely to be a successor. He's into it. He thought about leaving, but just stay in basketball, right? He was going to be in basketball. And if you're going to be in basketball.
There was a – remember he got the Kings one.
Yeah. I mean, there's – but he's going to always stay in basketball. If you're going to be in basketball, you might as well, like, take over the Golden State Warriors. Kent was the other one. I don't know that he always was sure about that. Smart guy, into it, but he can do something else. And I don't know, reading your column – sure sounds like something else is lined up. I don't know that it'll be in basketball. It might be in sports.
I don't think it's going to be basketball.
Yeah, might be in business. And it's not surprising. I just think two Lacobs was a pressure. Two
okay, Lacobs yeah. Let's get to it. How this has been a thing for a long time, right? Three Lacobs in the front office. And it's even less about how they actually take advantage of their presence. If they did nothing, it doesn't matter. It's three Lakers in the front office, right?
Yeah.
Who does it impact the most? Is this like a Mike Dunleavy? Like, all
right. Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to think it's Mike Dunleavy, right? Everyone thinks it's Mike Dunleavy because he's Lakers. You know, they have their way with them. They pound them. And you and I know that, well, that's definitely not Kent, right? That Kent is not a on-your-ass kind of guy. You got to do it this way. He has his opinions. He's a smart guy. He does the work, but he's not
someone
who
works hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Kirk is a little more, you know, more opinionated, but he's not actually, and I always say this, people get really mad at me, but Kirk's the one who disagrees with Joe the most, at least in the room, because he's the son. He can. And
he's the one and, willing.
Exactly.
He can. Say the thing. Yeah,
he can. And, you know, I think at some point Joe sort of wants that from everybody, although, you know, he'll draw the line if you go too far, but he kind
of. I'm sure there's been some times where you had to pull him aside and say, hey, don't talk to me like that.
You don't talk to me. You don't talk about the family business like that in front of everyone else.
Not in front of everybody else.
But he, especially since the departure of Myers, and not that Myers was pushing back on Lakers, but, you know, Myers was there before the change.
Myers felt it more than anybody, right?
Yeah, he feels everything more than there, right? Yeah. He feels all range of emotions more than anybody, but also he was there before the championships. So, you know, it's baked into that he was part of the beginning of this. So he could push back maybe more than Dunleavy, but Dunleavy just has a personality where he can kind of cruise through it. I just don't feel like Dunleavy's feel, you know, oh my God, I've got Joe on my ass and I've got. And we know Bob thought that, right? We definitely know that Bob thought, Joe's on my ass. Jesus Christ, Joe's on my ass. You live with it. You deal with it. You credit it because it's that kind of aggressiveness that has led them to this successful era. We'll see if it remains a successful era. But it built Chase Center. It's all these things that they've done. But it's also a lot. I don't think Dunleavy's struggling with this. Maybe we'll hear about it later at some point. But I don't sense that Dunleavy's personality is like such that he's always constantly feeling besieged by Joe. And it's Joe. Kirk isn't that kind of personality where he's going to besiege you. That's not his role. It certainly isn't Kent. But I just think, you know, outside perception or maybe even locker room perception or media perception is that you take one Lakeham out of that, it kind of cools it down a little bit. You know, as you mentioned, Kent will always be associated with Alan Smolagic, which, again, didn't work, but it was a second-round pick. People go crazy over that.
Yeah. Other
second-round picks that haven't worked. Now, they didn't move up. They gave him a guaranteed contract when they didn't have a ton of room on the roster. But it happened. You take a swing. If you're associated with a swing, that's okay. You took a shot at it. But Warriors fans go crazy about it. They go crazy about a lot of things. I just think this will – it was – probably one too many Lakers in the Warriors front office.
It's not. I mean, look, there can be times where the three of them, imagine the three of them together on a side,
yeah,
right. And when there's a debate about a player, and you got three of them on one side, whether or not, like, forget who's right or wrong, how do you stand on the other side? You got to be different to be like, hey, here's the owner. Here's the son who's been here from the beginning. Like, Kirk's been there. That's the thing about Kirk. He's been there since
day one.
North Dakota, right? He was in North Dakota with the G League team that they bought and then moved to Santa Cruz. So, like, he's been there from the beginning. And then you got Kent. So, if you're on the other side of that argument, whether or not they're imposing their way as like, all right, it's our team. Even if they're not doing that, you just have to be a different kind of dude to stand on the other side and be like, nope, all three of y'all are wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's what Jerry West would have done.
Jerry loved doing that.
You have to be that type. That's an intimidating prospect. So if you just take out one, it's different. But the other part is like, they all don't have the same basketball mind.
Nope.
But it's similar enough to where you worry about the diversity of thought in there. Now, if you put another person in there who maybe is even more different than how they might think, it brings a little bit more diversity of thought to the thing. Because that's what this was built on. It was, you know, it's just all these different and unique ideas. Like, who's the Nick you're in now coming out in the left field with this?
Travis,
who just think about basketball completely differently. You know, I think people like somebody like a Johnny West, oddly enough, who
no nepotism here.
But like a voice like that, I wonder who rises. David Fotoki. Do they go and get Chuck Hayes.
I know Dunleavy really, you know, that's one of his guys. Bobsy brought him in.
Man, Chuck Hayes is the truth, man. He's from Oakland.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is somebody I'm looking for. But we'll see. You know, things have to be kind of, you know, sorted out. But I thought that, you know, they had Jerry and they had Travis. That almost was too much of that, but it was good for them at a time when they needed it, when Joe was really feeling it. And as you know, Travis was Mr. No. That's what he was known for. Everything that you brought to him, he'd say, no, that's wrong. And then you had to argue it out. And I think, I don't know that they have that. And maybe they don't need both of that, but they could use somebody who just says no. Now, maybe Dunleavy a little bit. I think he's got some of that in him. Like, just come on, guys.
He's got to be it, right?
Like, yep. Who else has the standing to do that, right? Jerry obviously always has the standing, had the standing to do anything.
I keep forgetting. I want to say Larry Riley, but not
Larry Harris. Larry Riley. Wow.
I know. My bad, Larry.
Some people still think that he created the dynasty. I keep reading that Larry Riley is the one who created this dynasty, which
he drafted Steph.
He did draft Steph, but he was also ready to trade him for Marv Stoudemire. The people always forget that part. But anyway, Don Nelson drafted Steph. But let's go.
Larry Riley drafted Steph, and he just didn't blow it.
True. Yeah, you get credit for what you do. No question.
Larry Harris is another figure in the front office who I think will give a different voice. So
Larry Harris has lasted a long time in there. He's been there for a assistant GM scouting. They draft guys from his region, right? Milwaukee. This is a guy that's has some juice in there. Again, I don't know what his personality is in that room. We don't hear about that as much, that room. I don't think Dunleavy's a big kind of like room guy. I think he's like, let me talk to my people one at a time and then I'm make a decision. I don't get a sense they get in that room. That Jerry is the room guy. Like Jerry West was like,
I sat in the room for the interview. I ain't seen nothing broken on the walls. There were no fights happening in there.
Whiteboard with a
it was nice. It's pretty in there.
It's more of a Jerry. I think the room was more a Jerry thing. Because he wouldn't be there all the time, so he'd come up, then you get in a room, you do kind of a war room thing. But hey, listen, we all know
they got something. It just
we know that Steve Kerr has an influence. Like he doesn't like to say it. They don't always, but Steve, like one thing Dunleavy's really done is like I might like a certain kind of player, but the players we get have to fit Steve Kerr's offense, have to fit what he does. Myers, you know, kind of was like, let's get a talented guy and let's fit the talented guy into that or fit the system around this talented guy. I get both approaches at times when it's where you're picking, right? You just like, hey, we can't say no to James Wiseman. I understood that. People are going to go crazy about that. But like you were at that spot. It was hard to take Tyrese Haliburton at two. But I think I'm not saying Dunleavy would have taken Haliburton, but I think Dunleavy would have thought hard about it. And like he's really into the guys who can fit. Brandon Pajemski can fit. You know, Quinton Post can fit. Hasn't had a lot of number one picks to do it with, but like the players he's acquired are more of that. So, you know, I think Steve Kerr, whether he's in the room, I don't think he wants to be in the room, but I think he definitely sits and talks to Dunleavy. I think Dunleavy talks to Kerr and Myers were great friends. They worked together wonderfully. I think that Dunleavy kind of leans on Kerr's personnel decisions.
Kerr loves Dunleavy.
That is, again, I don't know if they're their best friends and all, but they are really, every time you talk to Kerr, he talks about what a great GM, what a great job Dunleavy's doing. Every time you talk to Dunleavy, he's like, Steve Kerr's my coach. That's it. You know, and I'm not saying that wasn't the case before, but you hear it a lot more. So I think Kerr has, he don't want to be picking the players, but he also wants an influence on who they pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And he certainly is impacting who they sign.
Oh yeah, who they don't—that's for sure. Yeah, who they don't sign—that's
a—that's a big part of it, because there's one guy out there who Steve Kerr has significant influence over the situation. How do you think Joe handles this? Promote from within or go outside and get another body?
I think they love to promote from within, but I'm not sure. Like, what's Kent's title? I don't even really know what it is. Assistant GM?
It was like Vice President of Development or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, you could go within for that, take some time. Sounds like Joe was surprised by it, so it's not like he was got the, yeah, you know, everything lined
they
up.
They definitely didn't expect him to just pop up and be like, yeah, this was my last year, I'm out.
I think promote from within, and they can't. Again, I don't know what Chuck's role title is, but you can see some bumping up from there. I know people would love to be part of this front office. They would have their pick of a lot of different, you know, younger executives. I don't know that they're out for that. We haven't really seen them do that, right? They don't go on this search for some, you know, go get the Celtics number four guy and make him your number three. We just haven't seen them do that. I think Joe's sort of been interested in doing that, but I think Myers.
I mean, they had Myers, and then Myers basically picked his predecessor early.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And Dunleavy feels that sort of way too. I don't know. I've been wondering, you know, they've had success with Myers as an agent turned GM. Dunleavy was an agent, but he's a basketball guy. Could they bring an agent-y kind of person? And do they have someone? You know, they have other people in there that do a lot of the other stuff. So I'm not saying that's a weakness, but I wonder that kind of operator in there. Again, I don't know. It's hard to say because it's a little diffuse in there. We don't know what everyone does. They all have different titles. I just like the idea of strong-willed voices, and then everyone hears it out, and then you decide from there. I don't hear as much about that. I'm sure it's done maybe on a one-on-one basis, but I just think that the guys who go, you know, work hard, which we know Kent was always traveling, go to Europe, go to Australia, come back with strong opinions, and then you hash it out. That's the stuff that they need. I don't know who else that could be in there. If there's some younger executive who absolutely has that.
Well, they, David Fotoki is the guy that the rising star. Like he's the
David Fotoki who's rented his place from Ken Lake. I know that.
Fotoki is like basically an adopted brother of the, the Lakers. He's in like they view him like a brother. Obviously, Chuck Hayes is, you know, Mike Dunleavy is high on him. He's got experience. You know, Johnny West has done. He's been here for since his father. He's got the institutional knowledge.
I would say if the Phoenix Mercury weren't having a very good year right now, Nick Yurin returning.
Nick Yurin,
but he's got
Nick Yurin's got my Mercury cooking, baby.
He's going to be a really good executive, sports executive. I have thought, like, at some point he might come back to the Warriors. I don't know that, but he's already doing a great job with Mercury. We know Nick really well. He's a sharp, sharp, sharp dude. Not a in-your-face arguing guy, though, but just a really, really smart.
Very creative in thought, right? Like,
creative
in thought.
And looks like, you know, Myers' personality, he just gets along with everybody, and he throws out ideas. So just that name always is in my head. There are other names. I'm going to look at Fotoki, Chuck Hayes as the main guys I think could get bumped up. And, you know, they're never going to be Kent Lakeha, but that's also why Kent's leaving, is that name, whatever your title is, you're actually your title is son of Lakeha. That's your title. And, you know,
I don't know, TK. This was an interesting story for me because I have such an opposite view. I'm like, what? This will be great.
What do you mean to say?
He's clearly burdened by this reality, and I'm like, yo, you gotta explain this to me. I want to understand because I'm the other. I'm like, man, I would love to have that. You know what I'm saying? It was weird to get into that mind. I understand why he feels that way, but
I think if he was the first son, it's different. He's the second son. And we know him. He's different. He's got a different personality than Kirk. He doesn't have as much of, like, I'm just going to go do this in public. Fine. If you don't like it, so what? I mean, that's a little bit of Joe, right? And Kent's got other things, I think.
It's clearly more like his mom. Huh?
Yeah. It's just like he feels things. That's okay. As a second son, you know, it's two of them, right? And so I get it. I mean, I think they explain it in your story. Like, you know, people are going to say, even this is, you know, privilege that you can walk away from this job. That's privilege. And he's right. And he'll have funding to go do something else, obviously.
And if it don't work, you got a job waiting for you.
Well, yeah, he's definitely got tickets to every game if he wants it. And that's okay. This is the way this goes. But I think that it's an interesting – we know these guys, so we've understood it more than hearing the hectoring from fans. And I get fans being concerned about it. I totally understand it. But if you know them, that they do feel it. They feel it. They hear it. They feel it. And I think we're seeing this reaction from Kent Lakeha to be part of it. It's probably, you know, if he can go succeed elsewhere, I think he'll feel really, really confirmed, you know, validated. And I think he wants that. Doesn't have to do that, but I think that's, you know, go succeed in some other line and then maybe come back at some point. But I think this is a healthy move for him. If he really felt he had to do it, it's a healthy move. Now, let's see what else he does. We'd be very curious to see what else he does.
Also, man, 10 years at a job is a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
And starting when he was, you know, just out of college, right? Or even kind of in college. Was he in college when Joe bought the team? Was right around.
Yeah, he was in college. Kirk just graduated. But just generally in life, if you're in a place for a decade, you've been there
for about 7.5 years.
A lot of people don't make it, but you get to a decade, you're like, I don't know, maybe I should, right?
That's just the old Bill Walsh thing, right? 10 years as a head coach. So,
how long do I do want to get into these other signings, like, you know, if the threat from Jonathan Kuminga is I'm gonna sign, disqualified offer.
Yeah.
Which is clearly, you know, a negotiating tactic at this point because he hasn't signed it, right? Because he could just sign it if that's what he's going to do. But that would definitely hurt the Warriors. So, you know, you got to say it and hopefully they improve their offer or make the trade. But in other words, this could extend the whole thing, right? How long do you wait before you add the guys who are waiting?
Man, I already the clock would be ticking down for me. It's like I know they believe they're going to get Horford and they can wait. They believe they're going to get Melton. They can wait. You just don't know, though. Like, something could happen and you end up not getting Al Horford. That would be kind of disastrous at this point. And I can see it.
That's rough.
I need to know. I mean, I guess he's
that's
not
a rough playing. Offseason. We went from Al Horford with you man, if you don't get Al Horford, that's a disaster.
It's just a rough offseason, no clue. And they would be losing Kuminga, you know, eventually, if that's the equation, right? It's all in that. It's not a great offseason. But you do need to get Horford then. It's like, if it's going to be a bad offseason, if it's just Al Horford, how bad would it be if you don't even get Al Horford? So, like, I would make it pretty soon. You and I both thought, I think, you know, maybe last week. Now we're maybe not this week. I don't know, right in there. I think it's pretty soon. You know, they're doing workouts at Chase, I'm sure, right now. I think they're getting ready. They're gearing up for this. Steph hasn't been at the Olympics, and Steve wasn't at the Olympics. So these guys are, you know, I think they're kind of feeling, getting ready to go. I think you guys kind of want to know this. And I know they don't want to force Kuminga into taking the qualifying offer. And if you sign Horford and you sign Melton, you're kind of like, okay, that's the money we have. But I might just do it. I might just do it or tell Kuminga, next Monday, whatever that day is, you know, August 20th, whatever it is, that's when we're doing this. Tell us if we need to, you know, sign you for more money, we can't do that. So you need to do it before we do it Monday. And that's it. Now, again, you might back him into taking the qualifying offer, which kind of screws everybody. But, man, I mean, they are offering more money than anybody. And that's their stance, right? That is absolutely their stance. You've heard it. I've heard it from them. We are offering him more money than anybody. Any restricted offer, anything. It's not that much. It's 21 or whatever the number is. But he'll never get that money back. Like, literally will never. And I think his thing is, okay, I'll just wait until camp. Well, if they say, you don't sign it right now, you're not getting it. This is it. Then it's a different thing. He, you know, it's their deadline. That might force him to take the qualifying offer. Might not. Maybe he doesn't even sign it at all. I don't know. But I think at some point you just need to say, this is our team. These are our guys. We can get them together at Chase Center. If Horford and Melton and GP2 want to just pop in, you know, they're veterans. They don't necessarily need to be working with everybody, but I think it would help. And maybe they are. Maybe I don't know. I have not heard that. But I think you kind of want to get this thing going pretty soon, certainly by the first week of September. And I have not heard, you know, when that might be. I don't know. Would you give Kuminga a deadline at all, MT?
So if Kuminga were to just take the contract, then that means there's no money left for the other guys.
Would you mean the 21? Yeah. Well, there's money. It's not extra money. It's not extra.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like, you got the salary. You pay them whatever is the baseline you can pay them. And the question is, could there be more? I'd probably just sign them for whatever that lower number is. Like, here's what we have. This is what it is. All right. Yep. Instead of waiting, I do that. If what I don't know is it the Warriors not signing them or the players like, yeah. No, I'll wait. If you can pay me more, I'll take more. I could see GP2 taking that stance, right? Because where is he going?
Time off is good for his body.
I want to be here. Like, I'm chilling. So whatever. I definitely would want to get that part done though. Just get it settled.
Yeah, I'd give them a little bit more. You know, maybe not the full money that you had if JK takes the qualifying, but like, let's say, like, okay, you know what? If we're not paying him 21, we're paying him 18. Okay, Horford, we'll give you a couple more million because it's coming out of Kuminga's number. You know, that's how you do it. I'm a kind of a hard ass. Like, I at some point, you've had all this time. Now, if I'm the Warriors, I up the Kuminga offer. I've said that. I think no second-year guarantee is – why is he giving up his no-trade for a no-guarantee? Guarantee him something in the second year. They don't want to. I still think he'd be tradable. If it's $9 million guaranteed in the second year, you're probably not going to pay him anyway. It's like the 22, whatever it would be. So, like, he gets $9 million guaranteed. That's like I don't see exactly where they lose that, you know, that number for next year.
I don't get it either.
It's just so you can trade them. Like, you're doing it so you can trade them. So what's the big stance here?
What I don't get is why is Kuminga bothered by the team option?
Because
let you go.
Yeah, I know.
You're an unrestricted free agent. Like, that's literally what you want.
Exactly. And like, so he wants control over the trade, but you want to be traded. And yes. But is there a team that he would say, absolutely, I do not want to be traded?
But being an unrestricted free agency next year is your big play.
Yeah.
That's why you take the qualifying offer, so you can hit the market with no strings attached. A team option, if they say, I mean, I guess the one thing is like, if he's like, man, if I was on the market, I could get a bunch of money and the Warriors pick up the option because he's good.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one drawback, but. Like, how much is that actually?
Well, it's over the trade. That's what it is. It's like he wants to have the no trade. So if it's going to be for a 1 year guarantee, he wants to have the no trade clause. And if you tack on the team option, he doesn't have the no trade clause. But I'm, you know, again, if you're Kuminga, don't you want to be traded? Like, you know, what team would he not want to be traded to? Charlotte, yeah. But then you'd play, right? I mean, the whole thing is he's going to play, and then he could be a unrestricted in another year. I understand all these things. He's fully in his right. The Warriors are fully in their right. I just think there's a possible middle ground out there. You know,
so if he was 25 in the first year, would he do it?
Yeah, he should. He should. But I don't think he wants to, because I don't think he wants to give him the right to trade him. And also, I think the Warriors might think 25 might make him less tradable. You know, again, it's all within the margins. It's all percentages. But if it comes down to it and you're not, you know, you're turning down 21 because you want the right to be able to, you know, control the trade. Is that really worth $14 million, MT? Is that?
I don't think so. I know people are saying take the qualifying, and I get it. It is not for Kuminga, who he's coming off a rookie deal. Like, he hasn't had the big money yet. Like, I would just, for his sake, I would be worried. I mean, we saw what happened. He sprained his ankle and missed like 2 months of the season.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and when he came back, he still was like not the same guy. I would be worried about that for him. I'd want to take, I don't know, that's a lot of money to walk away from, you know. And I get it. Like, if I was him, I would want to go just as much. I would want to be out of here just as much, especially if you got a team saying, like Sacramento saying, you're going to start, like, you're going to be a centerpiece. Like, I would definitely prefer that, you know. But in that situation, you need to be talking Sacramento and say, hey, I'm worth an unconditional first round pick. Like, you know, you're like, hey, I'm worth it. Give it up. I will be your first round pick. You go ahead and just let that move happen. So I understand where he's coming from, but in his situation, not having gotten the money, I wouldn't do it. But, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And here's the other thing. I do think even if it's a non-guaranteed second year, he's likely to play on that year. The team trading for him is going to pick up that second year. So that's $45 million. And I get it's not guaranteed. And I understand the negotiating position. But, man, if you get traded within that first year, the other team is going to play the second year. And there's a chance, even if it's terrible with the Warriors, knowing the way that Joe Lacob, you know, wants to continue value, doesn't want to throw away value, the Warriors might pick up that second year. And then trade him in the, you know, either in the offseason or trade him in the February 2027.
Like, the
you know,
whole reason he's still here is because they don't want to give up his value.
They want that number on the books. Want 21, and then there's a chance they'd want 23 on the books. Again, I understand where Kuminga is. He might not get that money. He might get traded to somewhere he doesn't want to go. I just can't. I don't think Charlotte would be terrible for him. Like, he would get time. He would get buckets. He would be on a short-term deal. This would not be a terrible thing for him. And go hit the market again. You'd have $45 million potentially in your pocket if they pick up that second year. And you could become a free agent at 24. That's not a terrible situation for him, given versus taking 7.9 and then being locked with the Warriors for a year when Steve Kerr is not guaranteeing him 30 minutes a game, MT. I think we both can agree. That is not going to happen. Yeah, he might end up playing those minutes, especially if Butler rests, Steph rests, whatever. But this is not a situation where Steve Kerr is going to go, you know what, Jonathan?
Let's start him. Let's
give you 30. No matter what, you have a great game, you're going to play 35. You have a crappy game, I'm going to play you the next night 30. That's what we're going to do. That is not going to happen. And it shouldn't happen, given what we saw once Butler arrived last year. It just, they played really well without Kuminga being a big part of it. You know, again, it's been mentioned to me, and I agree, some of their best games, their most competitive ball movement on the point defense were the games that Kuminga missed. And Curry's best game of the year was at Memphis when Kuminga was out. That last game of the year when they lose to the Clippers was just an incredible game. Kuminga was a DMP. They beat, I can't remember who they beat in the play-in. Who they beat in the play-in? Memphis again? Whoever it was. Kuminga DMP. They win the play-in game. I can't even remember. And it does. You can't look it up either. It's hard. It disappears, as Kurt always says, from the box scores. But like it's been mentioned, those really great games, when they were, you know, you could see them jousting with, you know, Denver or whoever, were with Jimmy Butler being Jimmy Butler, and that meant not a lot of Kuminga. Doesn't mean it's always going to be like that. But there's no way Steve Kerr and his coaching staff are going into the season going, okay, you know what? We think it works best this way, but because JK's under this weird contractual situation, let's make sure that he plays 30 minutes. That is not going to be the thinking. And it could happen. I'm saying, not saying it's impossible that Kuminga plays his way into 30 minutes or someone gets hurt, but that is not the way they're going to approach him.
How much money do you think Kuminga's made in his career, if you had to?
I'd say 30, something like that.
24.
Yeah, okay. It's a rookie salary scale, seventh pick. And he did not qualify. You know, it would have been different. Had he started more games, he would have qualified been for the higher qualifying offer, which is like 12.6, whatever. Yeah. That would be interesting because then it's a different equation.
That's a different number, yeah. Different number. And they did beat the Grizzlies, by the way.
That's what I thought. Man, the play-in, I erase it from my memory, too. except for when they lose. I remember those play-in games, especially the one in Sacramento. But it's 7.9. So he's made 20. You said 24?
24. Yeah.
He's looking at turning down 21 after making 24 in order to take 7.9.
That's why I pause so much. Like get a payday. It ain't the payday, but it's a basic little raise on last year. I mean, he made 7.6 last year.
Like if he was a unrestricted free agent right now, and teams had certain amount. It wasn't like this offseason when almost nobody had cap space. Let's say a bunch of teams, like six teams are going to have cap space more than $30 million next offseason at this point. What does he get on that market? What's a Jonathan Kuminga market right now?
This year? Tough. Yeah. Nobody's got money.
Like, but I'm saying if teams did have money, if this was a open bidding
process. Oh, no, I think he'd get money at that point.
Would he get 30?
Yeah, I think he'd get 30. I don't think 30 is as big as it used to be. I really don't think so. With the new cap figures and all the money coming in, 30 is the new 25. So
yeah, 30. Jalen Johnson. I mean, that's the third. That's why the number is out there. It's an interesting measurement. I think he would get very close to that, but
it just won't be that big of a number next year.
Yeah. Like well, then in 2 years he could go get 35, right? 37.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, I just would think that
I'd rather do that after. Potentially
having 25, certainly 21 versus 7.9. It's just going to be awkward. Like, what do you think those first few weeks are going to be like if JK comes back, whether it's for the 7.9 or whether for 21?
Yeah, it's going to be in the grand scheme, it'll be nothing compared to other stuff they've done.
Klay Thompson,
right? Like. Yeah, Jordan Poole, right? KD's last year.
That's right.
It's just like, but a lot of these guys haven't experienced that. A lot of these guys weren't there for that. But like Steph, Draymond, Joe, Kirk, they've dealt with things before. And even Steve, especially, like they will know how to maneuver that. I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is the straw that breaks the camel's back in that sense. But it just will be something everybody will talk about. Either he won't play and it's a thing, or he plays a lot and it's a thing. He plays well and it's a thing. He doesn't play well, it's a thing. It's just going to be the thing we talk about unless they give us something else to talk about. But yeah, I mean, it's just that. But that's happening anyway. Take Kuminga out, we'll find. I mean, this is the Warriors. This is who they are, right? It's always something.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't feel like that this offseason because there's nothing happening, which is why Warriors plus minus, we keep talking about Jonathan Kuminga. But I promise you when the season begins, there will be a lot more to talk about. It is.
Well, I mean, at some point there's going to be a flurry of moves, right? It's going to be Horford, Melton, GP2. And could be some other things, depending on what happens with Kuminga. So we'll have that to talk. We've just basically had 4 months of talking about Kuminga, essentially. And
I love JK. That's a lot of JK. I'm a JK guy.
He don't mind it. He don't mind.
It's a lot of JK
with a lot of nothing happening.
I'm gonna see if I can get So get a guest on this thing. So who gonna come talk out here? We need to get inside. What's happening behind us? Let me see if I get JK to come on.
JK, you're God welcome. Come on up. Kent Lakin maybe wants to burn down the bridges once he leaves.
Let's see if Kent can release some secrets out he ain't in the big stuff.
That's happening.
All right, until next time. Please like and subscribe. Leave those 5 stars. Share us on social media. Do the thing that makes Warriors Plus Minus lit. And we'll keep giving you shows. We appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.